What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the podcast.
Oh, it's feeling good.
This is America's Diesel Podcast, brought to you by Diesel Power Products. Boom!
Got it!
Nailed it!
Nice!
Yes. Anyhow, today we are talking about 7.3 stuff. Don't worry, we're going to get to the intro. Just want to let you know what we're doing. Yeah. But this is going to be a...
We've had a lot of 7.3 inquiries.
I'm not going to lie.
Everybody's like...
I get a lot of love from the 7.3 folk, and I love you guys for loving me, because... Yeah. When I was learning about 7.3 stuff, not saying it was super long ago or anything like that, but I was basically just trolling forums and trying to separate the good info from the bad.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot, but at the same time, I didn't have a medium of someone actually talking to me about that.
Well, I mean, I don't think there's another diesel podcast that's talking about 7.3s. Everybody's talking
about
common rails and new stuff. And hey, we like the old school.
I like it.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so make sure and check us out on Google Play, SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify. Leave a 5-star review, screenshot that, send it to Tyler@DieselPowerProducts.com.
Yes.
And I have a stack of stuff that I have to fill out because I've been slacking on writing you guys dank messages for the dank memes, but we're going to get them all sent out.
We also got a little low on shirts, so bear with us. You guys just too many good reviews. I love it. It's a good bat.
It is. I'm that kind of guy that, like, now that I'm married, it's not a big issue, but I was like, never folded my clothes. So that gives you the idea of what I'm talking about with these. I just let them stack up till they get like enormous. I'm like, okay, I'll do it. And then I just hammer them all out.
Yeah.
I'll probably have some barley juice while I'm doing them. And
yeah, there you go.
Hopefully they're going to get frothier and frothier towards the end.
Exactly.
Anyhow, so today, 10K build.
Yes.
94 to 97 per stroke. 7.3 hair care. Yeah. And
OBS.
So we're taking two kind of different approaches to it, but Tyler says that his is going to blow my mind.
He doesn't know my approach.
He doesn't.
And honestly, we had thought about this podcast before, and we had already made lists and everything that we would do, and then it kind of just got kind of pushed off to the side, and I lost my list, and I was thinking about it, and as I was kind of recreating that list, I was like, nah. No, I'm going to go totally different route, so...
I haven't been this anxious for what you're going to see on the podcast in a long time. Since you busted
you're
out.
You're not going to see it coming.
Oh, man. See, that's what scares me. Either it's so cool that I really don't see it coming, or you're totally calling my bluff here, and I'm like, you idiot.
No, it's like, you might think I'm trying to, like, I don't poke fun, but I'm not.
All right.
There's a build in mind here.
Okay.
And you'll see what I'm talking about.
I like it. Anyhow, so I'm going to go over my list here.
Yeah, and, so real quick, let's recap. So 10K. Yeah.
10K.
Build, if you had 10,000 and you're doing, because you're just doing just engine.
Engine only.
Yes. So if you had 10K to put in the engine to make some power, that's what you're doing. And I'm doing whole truck.
You're doing whole truck, and whatever wacky thing you got going on here. I'm scared and excited.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to have pit stains by the end of this. But the kind of... barley juice. So the part that I'm going on behind here is you hear people talk about, I got a 10K engine. I got 10K in my engine. I got 10K in my engine or whatever.
What's that mean?
10K. I actually wanted to see how far that 10K went. And I went over 10K by a little bit.
Yeah. And let's also clarify, this is with you. You did this on the premise of you doing the install yourself.
You're doing the labor. There is no work in. There's no money in here for you taking it to someone else and them doing it.
Yeah.
There's no money in here for shipping. This is products
free shipping
only.
Yeah.
And I started off with a longer list, and I kind of started having to whittle it down and making sure that I was putting the right parts in there. Because a lot of this is actually some of the stuff that I was starting to chip away from when I had my 96 before I sold it and became an adult and had to do adult things now. So I actually kind of got – it's funny. I got a little bit of validation from this because I called a couple of people, not going to lie.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to make sure that this is – I don't want to say like we're – if I say this now, it's forever.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say and be like, oh, idiot.
Yeah, right.
It's the wrong part. So that being said, I did go over, but there are core charges on here. So the number at the end, this is like after your cores get sent back and everything, is $10,981.29. All those prices are as of our website in the last month or so.
I'm sure there could be like maybe a package deal, wink wink, or like a military discount that would probably help
for
with
sure
that.
if someone calls me tomorrow is like, I want all of those exact parts you were just talking about, I'll make some happen. But these are all set at that price right now, and the first thing I have in this list covers so many parts, but I almost want to save it till later. So well, we're kind of going to go kind of like some through the basics. And I try to include everything in there. So obviously we've got injectors and turbo and stuff like that, but I have included stuff like the undercover valve, under valve cover gaskets, the valve cover gaskets, the Ford factory glow plugs, head studs, stuff like gauges. Like I tried to really, really rein it in because I didn't want to leave anybody out in the dust. So the biggest purchase on here, the two biggest purchases, but the biggest one is the irate diesel old body style OBS T4 369 SXE setup on that truck.
Oh man. I like it already.
So hot. It's so hot, right? Alec at Industrial Injection. Yeah. That's what he ran when he blew his up. So yeah, low key, I did message him about that. But that kit runs you $33.23.29. Now don't freak out because that is a lot, but that covers up pipes, turbo, intake manifold, intake plenums, the SMB intake for the T4 turbo you have on there now, charge piping, intercooler, all of it.
Everything.
All of it. Basically, anything that has to do with the turbo is taken care of right there. So you're really getting a lot for your money. And a 369, you can party with that.
Oh, yeah.
The nice thing about that, too, is if you decide that you want to go bigger than that, that's a T4 flange on there.
Easy.
S400. Yeah. Do what you got to do. Party with the big boys. So along there, we've got the Diamond Eye 5-inch turbo back exhaust with a muffler because I'm an adult. Gearhead tuning. Love the guys at Gearhead Tuning. Yeah. Highly recommend them.
They have one of the nicest hats.
They do.
That I had.
They're the nicest people. Like
that black Gearhead Tuning hat. I'd love that hat.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it.
I'm pretty sure they're not even listening, but I love talking to you guys. Like every time, it makes me happy. So, whatever. So we've got ISPRO gauges in there. I even included the pillar for the gauges. Like, I tried to get really detailed in here. Next, I've got injectors. I went Casserly Stage 3, so that's a hybrid. That's a 238cc, 100% nozzle hybrid remand injector. That is your second biggest ticket item at $18.95 plus core. So $18.95 after the core charge gets refunded.
Still not bad for 8 injectors that are each the size of the Empire State Building.
They really are. They're about the size of this cup right here. So,
I mean, $1,800 for some Stage 3s.
Those are party injectors. Like, if you haven't learned about what hybrids are, we could still have a whole episode just on 7.3 injectors, but hybrids are basically being able to use the same amount of oil as a stock injector, but more displacement.
Yeah.
Or more fuel.
How cool are these old trucks? Like, where you can get an injector that size for that cheap. Like, try buying that for a newer Power Stroke for $1,800.
Terrifying.
Yeah, you're getting...
That's like $1,800 per
Jeff's
bank.
Injectors that he just made in his freaking she shed out back, wife's she shed.
So we got those in there, and it's a reman injector. Guys at Casually, great company, sell them all the time. We actually stock them now, too, so I'm pretty stoked on that.
Yeah.
We've got diesel side adrenaline high-pressure oil pump. The next biggest ticket item on there is the irate diesel competition fuel system with sump. So that's your regulated return.
Everything.
Yep. That's your fuel pump. That's enough to support a 250cc injector that retains the factory selector valve because you got dual tanks back there and puts a sump to both of those tanks. Or no, sorry, puts a sump to the front tank and the back tank feeds the front tank at that point.
Yeah.
But it'll give you all the fuel you need, regular return, gets rid of the fuel bowl, cleans up the valley, works great. And then, like I said, we got the valve cover gaskets, under valve cover gaskets, glow plug set, ARP head studs. We got valve spring set from irate as well.
And explain the valve springs real quick, because a lot of people, when they upgrade turbos, they don't understand, like, what's with the valve springs?
I wish we could have a call-in caller right now, because if Alec over at Industrial Injection, the Green Monster truck, it's been in magazines, it's a beautiful truck. He ran a 369, and I don't know if he was running stock valve springs or not. We all don't harp at him for that, because he gets down. Yeah. And the whole reason he started kissing valves is because his valve springs didn't have enough seat pressure. They weren't a high enough poundage seat pressure. Yeah. Weren't a high upgraded valve spring to the point where he started having valve float. And
which means the valves are actually being held open because of cylinder pressures, because of boost.
Yeah.
So that it's being held open because it's so much cylinder pressure or boost that's keeping it open. So
they basically just, they can't open and close fast enough.
Yeah.
So they start floating, so they're never actually open or closed. So you have a diesel truck that has extremely high compression. So that means everything in your cylinder is getting squished a lot. There's no room in there for error, especially when you start spinning a 7.3 to like 5,500 RPM, which is terrifying, but sounds so good. And you start kissing valves. That's a bad day.
It's a lot of iron moving around.
Yeah, it's a lot of iron. It's a lot of old school. It's a big dinosaur basically sprinting.
Yeah.
And it's I love it.
Yeah.
Valve springs. Then did push rods as well. And that's what led me to, after core charges are refunded, 10,981. Stuff that I knocked off on there. Since this is an OBS, we're not really worried about doing bottom end stuff because this stuff, or all these parts right here, get you to a certain horsepower number that I'm going to get in a minute here. But one of the things I knocked off of there was a Colt Cam Stage 2 camshaft.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not going to be in there, you know, because once you start doing camshafts, like, okay, let's do lifters, let's do this, and we're actually going to be really into the engine. So I kind of knocked that one off, and I knocked off a whole bunch of other parts that brought down the cost. And then I also knocked off the Swampside EM. One of my favorite modifications on there, but in relation to everything else, it is pretty pricey.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had to knock off about $500. It's $500.
Yeah.
So, and that's one of those things you can do later. It's super easy.
Yeah.
But that everything right there, 10,981, that is a 550 horse truck all day.
Like, all day.
Beat the crap out of it at 550 all day long. Dyno proven. If you were at the Jamboree a little while ago, you saw a lot of trucks out there with a very similar setup. 550 all day.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah, and which is very impressive out of a power stroke. I mean, there's not many guys rolling around with 550 horsepower, let alone 500, let alone 475, real true 475 rolling around.
And that's like 550 to the wheels, folks.
So that's a good running power stroke.
Side note, asterisk, doesn't include a transmission. If you try and do this with a stock transmission, you're going to blast about a block.
Yeah, you're going to have one good run. One good run with that.
Yeah.
So...
So yeah, that's my build. That's my 550. That's what I did.
So that moves on to this joker. Would it surprise you if
I'm scared?
I did not shoot for any horsepower goal whatsoever, like none.
Did you put a camper on the back? Are you living this thing now?
Oh my goodness. I took a little bit different path with my OBS 7.3. I will say,
is it an E350?
No, no.
No, down by the river.
No, but so I will say, I want to start this with the OBS body style. My favorite body style out of the power strokes. I love it. Love the interiors. I'm just an old school kind of guy, right?
Did you go a dense side? Did you go even older body style?
No. I was basing all this off of 97, but. One thing that I've noticed, a lot of these trucks that are like built are standard cab, long bed trucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've got cab lights. Some of them have visors.
Those are hard. Right? The Lund visors?
Yes.
So if you have a Lund visor and it's in good shape, don't sell it.
Yeah.
Like, or if you're going to sell it, don't like, oh, here's a neighborhood kid. Here's $10. Those are worth money.
Yeah. So my first product is cab lights.
Sick.
Complete performance. LED cab lights.
The Rutledge boys.
That's my first product.
That's worth like 10 horsepower.
Okay. I'm going to see if you know where I'm going with this. Second product.
LED bulbs for the cab lights.
No, I included that in the build. Just, okay, let's toll this out. I did go a little over 10K,
all right.
But I factored in the same thing you did as far as core charges.
Sure.
And buddy deal, not buddy deal, but maybe a discount for a package deal, you know, whatever. My next product after cab lights, okay, got the cab lights on, got the truck, cab lights on, she's looking good, okay? Headache rack. Highway products, heavy duty honeycomb, aluminum headache rack. Yeah.
This is going to look real good sitting still.
I've always wanted a rig that had air horns. And so I've added also. So we've got my standard cab long bed. We've got cab lights. If in fact this truck had a visor, scratched cab lights. Or, hell, well, we had some cab lights too. No, probably not. But if it had a visor, no cab lights, okay?
Okay.
No visor, cab lights. Headache rack. I've always wanted a truck with a headache rack. Air horns, okay?
I'm not going to lie. I like the look of a proper headache rack on a truck.
Okay, no, you wait.
Oh, God.
I might screw this up for you. Ranch hand. Legend front bumper. See, I'm going accessories. I got
that's
10K
like, that's like straight Baja, or I'm sorry, not Baja, Pawpaw truck.
No, this is like I opened up a J.C. Whitney catalog and like picked every accessory.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So we got cab lights. We got headache rack. We've got air horns. We've got ranch hand bumper. Okay. So I'm kind of going for
a Harbor Freight winch in there too,
utilitarian,
Tyler.
Utilitarian, kind of like that trucker style truck.
Okay.
Like where
like
I'm
the
like
Western mirrors, yeah, the West Coast mirrors. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm, you know, I'm. I used to drive truck, but now I drive this truck. You know what I mean? So, okay. So air horns, bumper. Okay. This next, you know, I started running out of accessories, but there's one thing I was thinking, okay. You know, I probably got a lot of friends that used to drive truck that have trucks that are built like their truck they used to drive. And so I'm like, hey, we probably get together and hang out like on the weekends, maybe have like a meet and greet.
You need a CB radio on that bad boy?
No, if we had one, I would have added that. But I'm thinking while you're hanging out, what's better than an ARB fridge freezer in the bed on a slide?
All right. Okay. Okay.
Okay. So I got that. Okay, ARB fridge freezer slide and the freezer, 63 quart. I'm not messing around.
I'm holding the
30 rack.
That's a lot of cool boys in there.
I'm holding the 30 rack with this. Okay, so we got a lot of the accessories. Okay, I think that's pretty much all the accessories I could afford.
Okay.
So now we're jumping back. So now I got this beautiful looking truck with my bumper, with my cab lights /and/or visor, headache rack. I've got the air horns. I've got the presence. I've got the stance. Hopefully, it already has wheels and tires.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you're riding on those factory 16 Alcoas with the 235/70s on them.
Just killing it. So now I'm thinking, okay, this truck's probably got some miles on it. I'm going to throw some stock injectors at it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I just want it to run good. I'm not trying to go anywhere fast. I'm trying to look good.
I mean, after all, you're in a 7.3. You're not going anywhere fast.
I'm not going anywhere fast.
Hey!
Okay. Then I did add a diesel side adrenaline H pop, just because we all know factory H pops, you can run those guys low even with stock injectors.
Absolutely. Okay.
So, and I did also add the stainless steel thread inserts. So, hey.
Okay.
Hey.
Party, party.
CNC fab replacement high pressure oil pump lines.
I didn't do that. Did I do that?
I don't think you did.
Oh, man. I'm sorry,
guys. Best 175 I ever spent.
Man.
Okay.
My list is complete trash now.
Yeah. You know, again, I'm going for smooth. I'm going for crisp.
All right.
I'm going for, again, no. I'm not going for some speed here. I'm going for parking lot presence,
mm-hmm.
mostly, and reliability. Yeah.
No speeding tickets.
No speeding tickets. And you're probably, people are wondering, like, well, Tyler, you're not even going to do a tuner? Like, what's wrong with you? I got a tuner, Edge Revolver 6-position, best $229 I've ever spent. Boom, easy 6 tunes, yeah. 150 horsepower. Got my H-Pop. We're killing it. Then you're thinking, well, if we're building a whole truck, you know, that's some insane power I'm adding here. We need to do something with the transmission, right? So I did splurge a little bit on the – and I was my truck that I base this off of, manual transmission.
Yeah. Well, it's a trucker's truck.
It's a trucker's truck. You got to roll gears.
Yeah.
And you got to have a dual disc.
Absolutely.
So South Bend dual disc, full organic.
Oh, I was going to say full ceramic. If you're a truck, you got a strong left leg.
No, I'm doing organic because I'm okay. Towing some stuff. I think, or if I want to.
All right.
Okay, because I'm towing your truck after it breaks down on the dyno.
Because I didn't do my CNC fab lines.
Yeah. S&B air intake. I mean, can't go wrong there, right?
Right.
Exhaust. Now, I ran out of money quick with all these accessories. I was going to do stacks. I'm telling you right now, I was going to do stacks.
Stacks of
it. You're going to do some bull haulers.
We're going to do a stacked rack. Rack,
yeah,
stack.
Rack stacks.
Yeah.
Stack on stacks.
Stacks on stacks on racks on stacks.
So, what's the next best thing? 5-inch straight pipe. She's going to sound a little throaty. Is she going to have a lot of go? No. But she's going to have a lot of grunt.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to sound mean when she's in the parking lot with her boys.
Yeah.
Next thing. And the only reason why I added this, and I made room for this, and I probably pulled off probably a fuel system for this. I did, but the only reason why I kept it on here, or I wanted to have this on here, is because of your comments when you first started here,
mm-hmm.
and you said this was one of the best things that you ever installed, and
still
you already
think
know.
It is. Yeah.
Can you guess it?
Swamps IDM.
Yes, it is the Swamps IDM. So that was the last little capper on my list. Mm-hmm. Just did some basics. And this is all obviously based on if the truck was running like relatively good. and hopefully has some wheels and tires, because all those cool accessories are going to look pretty stupid with some stock wheels.
I mean, unless they're really if it's an F-350 single cab long bed, it's probably got a little bit higher stance to it.
Yeah, because you imagine like a blacked out like 97, right? Cab lights, headache rack, fridge freezer in the back, chilling in the parking lot.
I wouldn't even
with
say,
wheels and tires.
I wouldn't even say blacked out.
I just went black because my headache rack is black, right. Black that I picked.
When I think of single cab long bed, like old
white
body style, no.
No?
Green.
Ooh. The green. Yeah, like the forest green, like what Alec has. Yeah,
yeah, the forest green, yeah. Hopefully with the gray interior, but the forest green just like The Rock had.
Yeah.
And what was that movie?
Oh, like Walking Tall.
Walking Tall, yeah, yes. Where he has a big piece of
yes.
wood. Doesn't
yes.
like guns.
Yeah.
That's the truck.
Yes.
The forest green.
Yeah, or forest green with like black accents. Oh, man. And like I said, man, headache rack? I've always wanted one. And everybody's always like, oh, you don't want a headache rack. I'm like, well I kind of do. I don't know why. I'm not really hauling
I almost
much,
put a headache rack on my 96. You want to know why I didn't?
Was it something I said?
No. No. It was before I even worked here.
Okay.
So I almost put a headache rack on my 96 because I was actually, when I was working, I actually had stuff laying on the corner of my mm-hmm. roof a lot. And I wanted to put one on there, but if you have an OBS truck, you've noticed this, and hopefully if you've seen OBS trucks, you've probably noticed as well. They have the frame rigidity of a wet noodle.
The headache rack is smacking the back of the cab.
Oh, dude. Like, I wouldn't worry too much about the taco effect, but yeah. the rolling effect, like every time that my truck pulled into a parking lot, and it was, you could watch the cab lines just
oh, wow.
move. I could even watch it going down the freeway, watch them like move.
Yeah.
And I'm sure part of it had to do with the cab mounts, but a lot of it is just the frame.
Yeah.
So you get that headache rack on there and you get someone like me who likes to party and
yeah.
get down on the throttle. You might even be smacking that headache rack into the cab.
It's the price you pay for the look, man, I guess.
Well, not only that, but I mean, you're not making enough power to probably smack that headache rack in there. So there's one safety feature right there.
And, you know, people can make fun of me all they want, but I don't even care. But there's something about, like, a truck that's, like, utilitied out,
right.
like, nicely that just looks cool. Not that I would ever tow anything,
everything
probably, because I have nothing to tow anyways. But, I don't know, like, just a utilitarian style looking,
yeah.
Looking like it pulls like a champ, but I don't pull anything.
Yeah.
Again, parking lot presence, people.
Yeah.
Parking lot presence.
It's half the battle.
Half the battle, yeah. Does it look good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. I'm done.
I mean, when was the last time you picked up a chick? Because,
yeah.
like, man.
He's got really good ideas.
He tows really well as opposed to, like, the nice truck.
Yeah. Or the, yeah, so there's a good.
Honestly, full disclosure here, I'm pretty sure my wife doesn't listen to this because she hears me
yeah.
talk about it enough at home anyhow.
Right.
But the whole reason that I went the truck route as
yeah.
opposed to, like, the, and don't get me wrong, I love muscle cars, but definitely away from the racer car stuff.
Right.
Because I was, I mean, graduate high school in 2004, Fast and Furious.
Yeah,
we all did that, right? I went away from that because I started seeing all these guys that are a little bit older that had, like, done-up trucks, and I started looking at how much truck parts cost.
Yeah.
And I was like, the reason they're getting the girls that I want to get,
because that stuff's expensive. They got
that
money.
Stuff's expensive. So they know that they have money because they
yeah.
got to buy truck parts. And
yeah.
You want to build a racer? Great. You want to build a muscle car or, like, a
yeah.
like a Fox body or, you know, some of the LS engine. Cool. You can do that literally on eBay.
Yeah.
You want to build a truck, right? And build like big boy truck stuff.
Yeah.
There's no cheap way about it.
There's no cheap way.
And that's when I was like, all right, I know what I'm doing with my life.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't agree more. Honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
it's honestly one of the first things that got me into trucks. And there's also a guy when I was growing up in high school in Sacramento that, it was, old body style Chevy. It was like the late 90s 3500 dually
mm-hmm.
that he made into a convertible and basically just didn't have a roof. And on when we go cruising and stuff like that, and that thing was low and it was a 454 in it, big
yeah.
block obviously, and that thing just the girls that truck brought around
with no roof
yeah. Well, hot Sacramento nights, it's like
yeah.
94 degrees at like 10 o'clock at night, you
yeah,
know,
that's what I mean.
You know, short shorts and
yeah.
hot chicks, man. Trucks.
Yeah.
That's a t-shirt.
Yeah. That is a t-shirt. Yeah, so
I didn't say who the short shorts are on, though, because
no. got nice thighs.
Hey, you.
so kind of two completely different, you know, ways to go about it. I mean, look at all the cool accessories you can get for $10,000. I mean, who has a 63-quart fridge freezer in their bed? I can't think of anybody that I know.
No. That's it.
Shut up.
Our producer Cameron, who likes like to eat granola in really remote places, has one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, Cooper has one too, or our GM has
one. He does. But in Sledge, does he have one?
Yeah.
He does. Oh, yeah. I guess. I know one person. I'd be number two.
I'm pretty sure Brian probably has one in his,
probably,
too.
Probably. Maybe. I'm just a liar.
He probably has one. Brian Howie.
I'm just lying to everybody.
Why don't you open your eyes next time, Tyler?
Yeah. Well, train horns. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, bingo. Well, you know what? I like this episode.
Yeah.
It forced me to really, really get down on my list.
And tell me you wouldn't do train horns after you heard my train horns. You'd be like, I got to get some train horns.
If I really wanted train horns for a long time.
Yeah.
And I still might do train horns once I get into a big boy truck again. It's definitely not the first thing I would do. But
yeah.
When I was working for Red Bull, driving through San Francisco.
Train horns.
With a trailer, like down to like actual San Francisco proper, folks, like the 7x7 square mile with a trailer in an OBS truck.
Yeah.
If you've never done that kind of stuff before in a downtown area, you make your own room.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. I'm getting in front of you.
Yeah.
And train horns, my friends.
Get her done.
Yeah, train horns would get that done.
I don't know if I'd use them on the street too much. I think what I would really use them for, like, there's always the videos of like someone walking in front of your truck when it's completely parked and no one knows, and you just freaking blare those horns. Like, I would just do that just for those videos. Mm-hmm. It would just make me happy. It's like if I was having a down week, like, oh, I'm just gonna sit here and wait till someone walks by so I can blow my train horn at them.
Plus, when I used to do cool stuff, like when we go camping with our friends and everybody's kind of like just starting to stir in the morning, and I walk out to my truck and crack one off.
Or there's a golf course that I drive by to go home every single day. And I always debate on like just blowing my Suburban horn, but I know it's like beep, like the worst. Like half the horns aren't even working, so I'm like, it's not even worth it.
Yeah,
might as well just roll the window down and yell.
That is gonna wrap up.
We do a little. Let's get a little.
Oh, we got our rants.
Yeah, what's been going on lately?
Man, what's been going on with me? My Suburban still runs, and I hate it.
Yeah.
I recently did some work on my neighbor's car, and I remember now why people charge a certain amount of money to get stuff done. Because looking back, I probably would have done. But she bought me a case of beer, so I was cool with it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Suburban still runs. I still hate
it. Still there, yeah.
I don't know if you guys heard, but my Suburban still runs, and I still hate it.
Yeah.
And
I did hear that the other day.
And Matt from Irate Diesel is going to be on Diesel Power Challenge.
Woo! Yeah. Compounded 7.3,
I think
I heard.
It's either...
I'm
pretty sure it's compounded. Oh, either that or he's running a single 467.
Cool, either way.
Either way, I did comment on his Facebook post and told him he was my spirit animal.
Yes. Yeah.
And I meant it.
Yeah. So, I've been... Did I ever talk about my lawnmower?
Tyler walks in one day and says, "Hey, Ben, I bought an International." I'm like,
"I bought my first
dude.
International." He's thinking I got a Power Stroke. No, dude, I got a 1976 International Harvester Cadet 85 riding lawnmower for $40 on Facebook Marketplace.
No, you did talk
did
about
I?
This,
okay.
Yeah, because you talked about how Ash looked at you like you're an idiot when you were loading it up.
Yeah, yes. So it runs and it cuts like better than my brand new Toro. I'm telling you right now, she cuts like a golf course. I'm amazed with her.
Nice.
It's not for sale. Keep her. And you know, it's funny. I've noticed I'm like starting to like only have like old school stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's going on with me? Like, say, I drove a new truck for a while, and I'm like, eh, old.
Yeah.
I guess this is, you know.
It's a little satisfying.
Yeah.
I did change the oil in the Suburban. But I did feel
you
better.
You took care of it a little bit.
I hate it, but I'll take care of it.
I added oil to mine. I kind of do that weekly. But... speaking of the Suburban, I'm still driving it with a 6.2. Okay, at this point, I've got it down to basically probably about 12 horsepower because it can barely even make its way up at this hill by my house. So that's kind of fun. so got an LS, so that's sitting in the garage. So
got your Dingleberry Hone.
Just got my Dingleberry Hone today. So yeah. I wouldn't consider it a high mileage LS. I took it all apart. Cylinders look pretty good, so I'm just going to bury Honer, slap some new pistons in it, new bearings, call it a day. Hopefully I'll have more than 12 horsepower. That's the goal, at least.
Should.
So I'm getting excited about that. Had a couple of listeners to the podcast, Mike, get the turbo kit off the burb. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, let her keep alive. I mean, that turbo kit, I mean, it would work fine on a good running truck. Kind of doesn't work all that well on one that's low on compression, but
man, hey. When you need 10 pounds of boost max.
Six. Seven on a good day. Hey, if it's cold.
And you're between 6 to 9 pounds of boost.
Yeah, yeah. Hey. So, yeah, things are rocking and rolling. Should have that done here pretty quick. And, yeah, should have. I shouldn't have to complain about it. So, yeah, maybe I'll like it.
That's
I
awesome.
I do like it, but
I'm excited like to do that with you. I'll be the one making sandwiches and cheering you on.
Yeah,
I might get my hands dirty. I don't know.
Yeah,
we're gonna have a sleepover. We're gonna tell our wives that we do have to spend the entire weekend together.
Yeah,
can I come home in between? No,
no,
no, I can't.
No, we're getting this done because I don't have another rig to drive. So it's
gotta happen.
It's gotta happen. So yeah,
right on. Well, so, cool. I'm glad we got this episode done.
Hopefully you 7-3 guys like it. You guys have been asking for more 7-3 stuff, so there you go.
Yeah, you asked, we answered. Thanks for tuning in. That's going to wrap it up.
Yeah, see you next week.
See you next week.